in the teaching of our Lord Jesus, in Matthew chapter 11, verses 1 to 11.
今天我们继续看主耶稣基督给我们的教训，在马太福音第11章，由第1节到第11节。And
I ask our brothers to read for us from the Cantonese.
我们第一起读一起。马太福音第11章第1节，耶稣吩咐完了11个门徒，就离开那里往各城去传道教训人。约翰在监里听见耶稣所作的事，就打发2个门徒去问他说：那将要来的是你吗？还是我们等候别人呢？ 耶稣回答说：你们去，把所听见、所看见的事告诉约翰，就是瞎子听见、瘸子行走、长大麻风的洁净、聋子听见、死人复活、穷人有福音传给他们。凡不因我跌倒的就有福了。他们走的时候，耶稣就对众人讲论约翰说：你们从前出到旷野，是要看什么呢？要看风吹动的芦苇吗？你们出去，到底是要看什么？要看穿细软衣服的人吗？ 那穿细软衣服的人是在王宫里，你们出去究竟是为什么？要看先知吗？我告诉你们，是的，他比先知大多了。经常记着说：我要差遣我的使者在你前面预备道路。我所说的就是这个人。我实在告诉你们，凡妇人所生的，没有一个轻起来大过施洗约翰的。然而，天国里最小的比他还大。Now
here there is something that the Lord Jesus is saying to us of great importance. Let us first try to see what the whole picture is in this section. We find that John the Baptist is sitting in prison. And when you look at this section, you know that this whole section is concerned with John the Baptist.
但在这个经文里面，全部都是讲及有关于施洗约翰的事。He
is sitting in prison because he rebuked the king for taking his brother's wife to himself.
施洗约翰他是被关在监仓里面，因为他是指责希律王，因为希律王是拿了他弟兄的太太。Now
this was a very daring thing to do.
这个是一件很严重的事。
It shows John's character that he feared no man.
也可以看得出，施洗约翰他自己是不怕任何的压迫。When
it came to preaching God's word, he carried out that responsibility fearlessly.
就当施洗约翰他讲神嘅话语嘅时候，佢系将佢自己嘅责任完全咁样做晒出嚟。And
clearly, John the Baptist had already learned the lesson that Robert has mentioned the sharing with us for learning, crossing the dangerous bridge when God told him to do so.
當然施洗約翰亦都係好似Robert弟兄同我哋所分享過一樣，佢亦都有呢方面嘅經驗，係真係聽神嘅説話係唔怕危險。
That was a very dangerous bridge to cross. To rebuke the king was a matter of life and death.
而施洗約翰佢係責備嗰個君王，呢一個係一條好危險嘅道路，即係生命同埋死亡嘅道路。
And now John the Baptist was in prison.
而家施洗約翰喺監裏邊。
And those prisons were pretty nasty places to be in. There's certainly no television to watch in prison like they have today. Certainly you don't have nice food being dished up to you every day. And certainly if your conditions were not good, you could not go on strike or protest or beat up the prison guard. There he was sitting in jail waiting for the end.
現在施洗約翰就在監倉裏面等著最後的結局。And
you know that not long afterwards he was beheaded.
你知道沒多久之後他被希律王斬首。While
he was sitting in prison, he heard about Jesus and what Jesus was still was doing, preaching the gospel.
而當他在監倉裏面的時候，他聽到主耶穌出面所傳說耶穌基督所做的事。But
all the reports he heard from his disciples were reports about Jesus' goodness and kindness to the people.
而所有是跟他讲及的耶稣基督所做的事，就是他的门徒跟他讲耶稣基督对人的仁慈的好处。He
was healing the sick and raising up the sick, healing the blind.
他是将那些学子叫他能够行，看得见，叫那些病的人能够好翻。And
John the Baptist began to feel rather uncomfortable.
所以施洗约翰听见这件事之后，他心里有一种不舒服的感觉。Why
was he feeling uncomfortable?
你觉得为什么他会有不舒服的感觉呢？
Because that is what he did not expect the Messiah, the Savior of the world to be doing. Remember when you look back at his preaching in Matthew chapter 3 and Luke chapter 3, there he was saying, the one who is going to come is going to cleanse his threshing floor with fire. He is going to burn up the chaff with fire. As you look at John the Baptist's preaching, you begin to realize that the Baptist preaching was centered on judgment, not on grace. The whole point of John's preaching was that when the Messiah comes, the Savior of the world comes, he would bring judgment, basically. And only after the judgment comes the gathering in of the wheat. The more you study John's teaching, the more you realize the central elements of judgment in Paul, in John's teaching. But he did not see Jesus judging anybody. He did not see the fire burning away the chaff. He did not see the judgment against sin burning up Israel. He saw that Jesus did things in a different way from himself. When this king was committing sin, it was John the Baptist who rebuked the king for his sin. But he saw Jesus was friend of publicans and sinners. John was very puzzled. Where is the judgment? John the Baptist was longing for the judgment against sin. All the prophets thundered against sin. And Jesus was eating with publicans and sinners. John the Baptist is very confused now. He saw the Holy Spirit coming upon Jesus at the baptism. And God had said to John the Baptist, when you see the Holy Spirit coming upon that person, you know that is the Messiah, the Savior of the world. But the Messiah, the Savior of the world, was to destroy sin. So John the Baptist knew, yes, I saw the Spirit coming on Jesus. He is the Messiah, the Savior of the world. But he is not behaving like the Messiah that I thought the Messiah is going to behave like. Because instead of destroying the sinners in Israel, he is making friends with them. When John the Baptist was preaching by the river, the sinners came for repentance. And John the Baptist spoke to them with the utmost severity. He said to them, don't think that because you are Abraham's children that is going to save you. He says, God's axe of judgment is now aimed at the root of the tree, and the next stroke will bring it down. God is going to destroy every unrepentant sinner. And he said, don't you think that because you come to me to be baptized, that therefore you will be saved? He said, no, I want you to see the fruit of repentance coming out in your life. That is, that you live a godly life from now on.
佢亦都同我哋讲话，我系要睇到你自己，系因为你自己系忏悔之后所结嘅果子嘅时候，先至能够证明你系忏悔。
Now the point is that everything that John the Baptist said, the Lord Jesus signed it, underscored everything he said. That is, the Lord Jesus approved of everything John the Baptist taught. It's all true and right.
耶稣基督佢自己本人亦都系觉得，即系证明过约翰所讲嘅全部都系啱嘅。
The Lord Jesus said, this John the Baptist, he is a true servant of God. Everything he says comes from God. But if so, how come the Lord Jesus is befriending the sinner? That is what is puzzling John the Baptist. He cannot understand this. And so we see here in this second verse, he sends his own disciples to Jesus and asks him, are you he who is to come? That is, are you the Messiah? Or are we looking for somebody else?
所以我哋喺第一章嘅第二節就睇見，施洗約翰喺家入邊，亦都派咗自己嘅門徒去見耶穌基督，問佢話：你係咪嗰個將來要嚟嘅救世主，定還是我哋係等其他人呢
？The expression "He who is to come" is a well-known Jewish expression, referring to the Messiah。
佢喺度話：那將要來的，即係一個係講及係將要來嗰個救世主嘅意思。
Are you the Messiah, or is somebody else the Messiah？
他是问紧究竟你是那个救世主，还是其他的人才是救世主。
Now John the Baptist didn't say he's not the Messiah, but he was now, as he sat in prison, rather confused.
施洗约翰不是说耶稣基督不是救世主，只不过他现在监仓里面他自己是疑惑不知道。
His question was simply asking Jesus, help me to understand this. Why is it that your behavior is not what I expected it to be?
他只不过现在是问耶稣基督，为什么呢？我为什么不明白你所做的，好像跟我所想的一都不同。
How dangerous is when we measure people according to my preconception?
很多时候我们都是有这个危险，就是我们用自己所已经一早形成的思想来到去测度别人。
When I measure a man of God according to my own definition of what a man of God should be,
有多时候我们都是用自己的偏见，来到自己认为神的仆人应该是怎样的时候，来到去量度一个神的仆人。
Men of God come in all shapes and sizes.
但你要知道，就系神嘅仆人系有咁多好多好多唔同嘅方法，好多唔同嘅种类。
All kinds of different personalities，
有好多唔同嘅性格。
They don't behave alike，
佢哋唔系个个都一样。
If you see another man of God, don't compare him with me. You say, well, I think you know he doesn't behave like Eric Chang. Maybe he's not a man of God。
或者你见到第二个神嘅仆人，你攞嚟将牧师嚟做系比较话，佢都唔似牧师所做所为嘅，咁佢可能唔系神嘅仆人。
Maybe he is even a better man of God than I am.
或者系佢系比牧师嚟讲系一个更加系神圣嘅仆人都未定。
Even though he doesn't behave like me.
虽然佢系可能系同牧师所作所为唔同一样。
Or maybe you might judge me not comparing very favorably with somebody else. That can also happen.
或者系你攞牧师嚟同另外一个人嚟到比较。
You see, men of God, we must not judge with preconceived ideas.
我哋要清楚明白，到当我哋睇神嘅仆人嘅时候，我哋唔能够心入边已经有嗰个概念。
We have a great servant of God in Liverpool。
我哋喺利物浦嗰度系有一个好大神圣嘅仆人。
In one of the Anglican churches。
就系喺一个嗰个希腊嘅更正教度。
In the Anglican 英国国教。
系喺英国嘅国教嗰度。
Now if you met him, I think you might be quite offended by his behavior。
如果你是自己亲身见过他之后，你可能被他的行为所令到你不舒服。
Because you're not used to his very informal behavior.
因为你对于他的随随便便的态度是不会是习惯。
That's his character.
这个是他自己本人的性格。
At a wedding, he would be smiling, chatting with, talking to the bridegroom as the bride is walking up when everybody is very quiet and silent. He is smiling and talking to the bridegroom, and you're quite offended by this.
譬如在一个婚礼里面，当那个新娘是走来的时候，她反而是这样跟新郎在聊天，当其他人都静默的时候。
When he came to visit us, for example, he hardly stepped into the door and shook hands with us, but he was sitting on the floor, playing with Ealing.
当她来探牧师的时候，她就不是进来握手大家坐下，而是她在一个楼梯口坐在这里，跟牧师的女儿来玩。
So what is the pastor doing sitting on the floor playing with the child there?
咁你会话吓，点解一个牧师会坐喺地下同个细路女咁玩法嘅
？And you are offended by his behavior.
咁你会因为佢所作所为就觉得系唔妥
？But personally, I find that very precious.
但系我自己本人就觉得嚟讲系一个好宝贵嘅。
I find it very beautiful. That he does not have to behave in the stiff manner, but he is relaxed with the children. But maybe you have the impression that pastors don't behave like that. And so you're offended at him. And this is what is happening with John the Baptist. He had in his mind an idea what the Messiah should be like. And he found that Jesus did not seem to fit into that picture. And so he began to feel offended about Jesus. From this you can see that even a great man like John the Baptist had his shortcomings. Don't think that when a person becomes a Christian, that person is perfect. If somebody so great as John the Baptist has his faults, then remember, have a bit of pity on other Christians too. That is not to make excuses for Christians. But it is to simply realize the fact that the Christians are not complete in the sense that there are lots of things that they don't themselves understand. And what John the Baptist did not understand was that his knowledge of the Messiah was very inadequate. He had understood only one aspect of the work of the Messiah. He had not understood the other and more important aspect, or at least as important aspects of the work of the Messiah. How gently the Lord Jesus deals with him. So we see, as we read on this passage, John the Baptist's disciples came to Jesus and put John's question to him. How does the Lord Jesus answer John? Does Jesus say, now you people sit down and I'll give you an Old Testament lecture on how the Messiah should behave? Does he say, well, I really am disappointed with John the Baptist. I expected better things of him. After all, he's a great servant of God. He should know better. We find nothing of this in the Lord's teaching. Here comes forth the beauty of Jesus' character. Jesus only says to the disciples of John, you come with me. Now you watch what work I am doing. And then you go back to John and tell him what you saw with your eyes. That the blind receive their sight. The lame walk. The leper become clean. The deaf can hear. And even the dead are raised up. And the poor, the rejected of Israel, they hear the good news. He has one more sentence. And he says, tell John, blessed are those who don't get offended in me. Now when you look at this, you find that there is nothing in this that John the Baptist doesn't already know. The fame of what Jesus was doing was known all over Israel. Everybody knew that. Everybody in Israel knew that Jesus healed the sick and raised the dead. So he's not telling John the Baptist anything he didn't already know. So what's the point of the message? Oh yes, he did not underestimate the greatness of John the Baptist.
耶穌基督佢係冇係估低咗天使約翰佢自己嘅智慧。
He knew that this time, when John the Baptist hears these words, he would understand. What would John the Baptist understand this time? He is going to understand that what the Lord Jesus is quoting to him is in fact three passages in Isaiah. John the Baptist was a man well versed in the Word of God. And the Lord Jesus is saying to him, you see, dear John, your error is that you have not understood the work of the Messiah as Isaiah had already prophesied it. If you had understood what Isaiah had prophesied, what the Word of God had said in Isaiah, you would not have been offended in me. Have you not read Isaiah chapter 29 verses 18 to 20? Have you not read Isaiah chapter 35 verses 5 to 6? Have you not read Isaiah chapter 61 and verse
1?
If you had understood those things when you read it, John, you would have known and not taken offense in what I am doing. You would have seen that what I am doing is fulfilling the prophecy of the Messiah. And also we find that as these disciples of John go back to report to their teacher, Jesus says to these great crowds, you know who John the Baptist is? Do you know how great this man is? What did you go out in the wilderness to see? A reed shaken in the wind? Some weak thing being blown about by every wind? Or did you go out to see somebody dressed in beautiful clothing? No, you went out to see a prophet. And indeed he is a prophet. But I tell you, he is more than a prophet, greater than a prophet. He is the greatest of any man, any servant of God ever born of women. Wow, that is a startling statement. He is saying this John the Baptist is greater than any prophet or anyone for that matter born of women that has ever walked upon this earth. Now, that gives us something to think about. You immediately ask yourself, hey, that sounds to me, if I may say respectfully, rather like an exaggeration. That it seems as though you're saying he is greater even than Abraham? Greater than Moses? In the eyes of the Jews, no man was ever greater than Moses. One Jewish scholar living about the time of Jesus called Philo wrote a whole book about the life of Moses. Saying that there is simply nobody equal to Moses in greatness. And when you read the Old Testament, you have to say, wow, this man Moses is exceedingly great. A tremendous spiritual stature. But the Lord Jesus is saying that John the Baptist is greater than all of these. Now you say, But in what did John the Baptist's greatness consist? What, and this is the question we want to discuss in the remaining moment, what is spiritual greatness?
咁究竟你就會睇到，就喺邊一點方面，喺邊一個屬靈嘅生活方面，係施洗約翰會比所有嘅人都大咧？
What makes a person spiritually great in God's eye？
你會諗到究竟係乜嘢事幹令到一個人喺神嘅眼中喺屬靈方面係更加比其他人大
？Now that is a very important question for us to understand。
呢一個係我哋每一個人都需要都明白嘅問題。
For it goes all the way from the question of salvation all the way to the matter of being great in the kingdom of God。
就係呢一個係關係到救恩，關係到喺天國裏邊嘅位置嘅問題。
It has to do with spiritual ambition as to how you become great in the kingdom of God。
呢個係一個問題，你要知道先能夠知道你點能夠喺神嘅國度入邊能夠做得大。
How can you become somebody who is precious in God's eye？
你點樣能夠成為喺神嘅眼中一個好寶貴嘅人呢
？A man after God's own heart。
就係一個跟隨神嘅旨意嘅人。
But when you look at what John the Baptist did, you don't seem to see anything that qualifies him for this title of the greatest.
但係當你睇及施洗約翰佢所做過一切嘅時候，你會唔會睇唔到係點解佢能夠成為所有嘅人之中最大
？This is what puzzles the commentators and Bible scholars。
呢個就係令到所有嘅聖經學者都係好疑惑嘅一件事。
They ask the question, "Can Jesus really mean what he said?"
佢哋會問：咁耶穌基督咁樣講係咪真係咁樣講法㗎
？I mean, Moses led the children of Israel out of Egypt. What an accomplishment! And against the face of overwhelming power.
你會想到摩西他將以色列人在埃及裏面拯救出來是多麼一個大的功績
Think of Moses, one man with a stick in his hand went up to Pharaoh and said, let my people go. Oh, you say, this man is fantastic. He hasn't got an army behind him. He's got no soldiers, no sword, no guns. And he comes to the most powerful king of the time and says, I want to take my people out of here.
你會想想當時摩西他一個人怎麼揸住杖就能夠來到法老王的面前是求法老王將他的人是放釋放離開埃及
And he took his people out against impossible odds
而他不只是這樣講法而他事實已經做得到將以色列人帶來埃及
He led his people What powers of leadership What ability to lead 2 million people in the desert for 40 years This is incomparable of a man of incomparable ability
當時以色列的人口大約有200萬咁多，你諗下一個人係帶領佢哋出嚟喺曠野之中行走40年，係幾咁一個咁大嘅領導能力
？To be able to keep an unruly crowd of a multitude of 2 million people under his hand，
你諗下能夠即係保守成200萬咁多係冇乜訓練嘅人喺佢手中入邊
，and to teach them the word of God，
而用神嘅話語嚟到教養佢哋。
And it's indeed God said, I speak to no man as I speak to Moses。
就算神佢自己都講話，我同人。冇人好似同我讲嘢，好似同我同摩西讲嘢咁。
And yet Jesus says, there is nobody greater than John the Baptist. What did he do? What did John the Baptist do?
耶稣基督喺度就讲话，冇人系会救施洗约翰咁大。咁究竟施洗约翰做咗乜嘢
？Moses performed miracles. John the Baptist didn't perform one single miracle that we know of.
摩西佢做咗咁多嘅奇迹，但系施洗约翰佢一啲都冇做到。
John the Baptist never spoke in tongues, so he was filled with the Spirit since his birth.
雖然施洗約翰喺佢嘅喺母胎嘅時候已經被聖靈充滿，但佢從來冇講過方言。
He never healed any sick people。
佢亦都冇係將疾病嘅醫好。
He seemed to have shown no spiritual works of power。
佢直情都冇表現到佢自己喺靈方面嘅能力。
He preached out in the wilderness, it is true, and many people, hundreds or maybe thousands of people came to him and were baptized. But after all, many great preachers have done that.
雖然他在河邊是 講過神的道是很多人都悔改但是很多其他的先知都有做過這樣的事
He never organized a church or planted a church
他從來都沒有興起過一間教會
What did he do to earn to be called the greatest?
究竟施洗約翰做了這些什麼是令到耶穌基督會說他是最大
What's your answer to that question?
究竟你的答案是怎樣
Now you can see why the scholars are so puzzled about this
現在你可以看到聖經學者為什麼會這麼疑惑
Isn't Jesus exaggerating a bit? Maybe just a little bit.
咁究竟耶穌基督係咪講得過分啲啊
？Greatest than all.
最大喎。
But it's more. What did his greatness consist of?
咁究竟佢咁大啊，係咩原因
？If you're writing a biography, you don't even know where is the greatness to write of.
如果你係打算同施洗約翰寫一個嘅自傳嘅時候，你會諗過佢都唔知寫啲乜嘢好。
But John the Baptist is very great.
但係施洗約翰佢的確係好大。
How are we going to understand it?
我哋點樣會明白呢啲咧
？Have you got an answer to this question?
你有冇一個答案啊？
Did his greatness, for example, perhaps derive from his office, that is, from the function that was given to him? Maybe it's because Jesus said, well, you see, he is the messenger that God sent before the Messiah. So maybe he himself is not that great, but his office is very great, very high office. He is preparing the way for the Messiah. The trouble is that doesn't work very well either. Firstly, because it says, he is my messenger. Well, a messenger, what's so great about a messenger? Every prophet was a messenger. And a messenger of the king is the one who goes before the king, is just a herald. And in the king's government, there are lots of officials that are higher than the messenger. Secondly, a person's greatness in the Bible is never connected with his office. You read in the Old Testament of many kings, and none of them are of any spiritual greatness or any significance at all. The fact that they were kings didn't make them great. And we know from history that many kings are in fact very insignificant people as far as their ability and their character is concerned. So the Bible never connects greatness with office. Especially when we are speaking about spiritual greatness, which the Lord is talking about. So how are we going to understand this? If it's John the Baptist is not great simply because he's a messenger of God, if that's not where his greatness is, then where is his greatness? The Lord Jesus says something more also at the end of this. He says, but he says the least in the kingdom of God is greater than John the Baptist. John the Baptist is the greatest person ever born of woman, but the least in the kingdom of God is greater than he. Now that we have already enough problems so far, now we have something more to add to it. Now if you look in the commentary, you'll see by now the commentator is totally confused. Up to now, they haven't even been able to see why John the Baptist is great, and now you're saying that the least in the kingdom of God is greater than he. Now, is he great or is he not great? I really don't understand anymore. The least in the kingdom of God. Well, if you and I are the least in the kingdom of God, then we are all greater than John the Baptist. Then what's the point of saying that John the Baptist is the greatest born of women? Since we are all born of women anyway, so he is the greatest. I mean, this sentence is meaningless. It really has no sense anymore. So the commentator says even more problems. It says, whoever is least in the kingdom of God is greater than in the kingdom of God. If anyone in the kingdom of God is greater than John the Baptist. That is, if that's what the Lord Jesus is saying. Now, the question is John the Baptist in the kingdom of God or not? Because the only way we can be greater than John the Baptist is if John the Baptist is not in the kingdom and we are in the kingdom, then we are greater than John the Baptist because we are in the kingdom and he is not. Then maybe we can make some sense of that. I wonder if you can follow us so far. It's hard work, on the gray matter of the brain in listening to the gospel. It's not for people whose minds are rather tired. No, no, these markets. Right. So you can see, now the question then is John the Baptist in the kingdom or is he not in the kingdom? Now you see, the problem is quite simple. You see, we are in the kingdom and John the Baptist is not in the kingdom, and therefore because we are in the kingdom, even though we are nobody, we are greater than John the Baptist. You see, okay, I've solved the problem. Very simple. In fact, you haven't solved any problem. You've made the problem even worse by that. You say, what do you mean worse? I just solved the problem. It seems makes very good sense to me. Well, it's worse for two reasons. Because, first of all, in Matthew chapter 8, verse 11, it says that Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, they are all in the kingdom of God, and we are going to sit with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in the kingdom of God. Now, if Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob are all in the kingdom of God, are you going to tell me that John the Baptist is not in the kingdom of God? Because we have just learned, as the Lord Jesus says, that John the Baptist is greater than Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and all these. And they are in the kingdom and John the Baptist is not in the kingdom? You can't make any sense of that. And secondly, not to be in the kingdom means that you are not saved. The only way in the Bible to be in the kingdom means that you are saved. If John the Baptist is not in the kingdom, it means that he is not saved. And now you're in even worse trouble. That's what I mean. You've not only not solved the problem, you've got yourself into a worse mess by that alleged solution. So how are we going to understand all this? The only way you can understand it is when you understand the spiritual principle of greatness in God's eye. The only way you can solve the second question is to answer the first one first. And the first question was, in what did John the Baptist's greatness consist? We have already seen that he did no mighty works. He never spoke in tongues. He organized no great work in Israel. What he did was he preached repentance, and many people repented, but we saw that other people have also done that, and we don't see where the greatness of that is. So you say, okay, you've hanged this question in front of us long enough. What's the answer? Now, the answer is this. You also can't wait for the answer. The answer is to understand how a person becomes great spiritually. Throughout the Bible, you will find one principle. Take for example, where Joseph in the Old Testament in Genesis was chosen out from his family to become the greatest in his family. He became the prime minister of Egypt. And he, you know why he was the greatest? Because he was the least. Think about it. He was the least in his family. He was the youngest, the least in his family. He was the one who had no status in his family. He was the one who was sold off into slavery by his brothers.
Yeah,
I can go on giving you examples throughout the Old Testament in which you will find every time the one that God chose was always the one who was the least in his family or in his tribe or in his nation. Gideon was chosen. And his own words, he's surprised when Gideon was chosen to save Israel. You remember his words? He said, my tribe is the least in Israel, and I am the least of my tribe. So I am really the least in Israel.